Moments.
Radio Moments.
We start 36 years ago this week, and commercial radio arrives at last in Gloucester.
Mike Oldfield and Arrival. Seven Sound on its first day. News on the hour at 6 o'clock. 6 minutes past, it's Up and About with myself, Alan Roberts, until 9:30. Then it's the turn of Christopher Musk with the mid-morning show. Gloucestershire this lunchtime, our daily news roundup is at 1, followed by Topic. Laura Devere with the afternoon affair from 2 o'clock until 4:30. Home to 7 with Steve Ellis until 8. And finally today, George Sigsworth with the Farming Magazine at 8 o'clock.
I can hardly wait. I wonder how many radio stations back then had a programme called Afternoon Affair or Afternoon Delight. Seven Sound launching this week in 1980. It's now Heart. 12 years ago, we lost John Peel.
And Archie has joined us in the studio. Do you want to come to your granddad? This is grotesquely self-indulgent.
Is he going to sleep?
The
voice is sending him to sleep.
Is it? Okay, well, the music can't be sending him to sleep. That would be insulting.
Seriously.
Bring him here. Let him bring him here so his granddad can see him. You're right, Archie.
He's going to sleep.
I want him to make his radio debut.
You're
all right, mate. Eh? You're right. I don't know. Oh, dear, it doesn't respond to grandfatherdom. Anyway, where are we? This is Pico. They're in session tonight. And this is a John Prine song. I was hoping to find the original.
A rare family moment on air for John Peel, who died this week in 2004, aged 65. Brand changes are often associated with commercial radio, but BBC Local Radio has done its fair share too, not least on the South Coast. This week in 1983, BBC Radio Brighton became BBC Radio Sussex.
As time went on, it became even more important for us to identify strongly with the local county. And actually, when we went out and spoke to people, they always used to refer to us as BBC Sussex anyway. And it just became the obvious thing. Why don't we just go back to having Sussex in our name? And as soon as we spoke to kind of local opinion formers, our listeners, everybody just said, we don't know why, you just don't go ahead and do it. And so it became the obvious answer for us.
And it was such an obvious decision, they changed it again a few years later. And staying with local name changes, GLR rose from the ashes of BBC London this week in 88.
We sat down and thought, well, what if you were running Radio London, would you want to do with it? And Radio London, in my view, was a really odd mishmash of programmes at the time. It had an all-speech breakfast show, rather like the one I'd done on Radio Nottingham. Then it was 3 hours of Tony Blackburn with his big 12-incher, with double entendres and soul music. And then there were sort of some programmes which were mixed music and speech at drive time. Then there was Black Londoners in the evening. And there were some odd programmes, like there was a thing called Charlie's Rural Rides, in which a man with a beard went round walking in the countryside and told you about it on this London radio station.
Matthew Bannister speaking on the creation of GLR from Radio London. The station lasted 12 years. It's Sunday night. The fun of the day playing in the garden is over. The smell of Brussels sprouts has gone, as have the chimes on the ice cream van. You've been called in for bath time as your mum irons your uniform, and thoughts turn to mundane matters of school tomorrow. You turn on the radio.
Sing something simple as cares go by. Sing something simple, just you.
Sound of Sunday nights for a generation. This week, 15 years ago, Cliff Adams died. His Sing Something Simple singers serenaded us for 42 years, most recently on Radio 2. Staying with the BBC, this week in 73, Radio 1 management were worried about payola. Controller Chinnery announced rules for promotional gifts from record companies. A bottle of wine was seen as extravagant and not allowed. Half a bottle was okay. And if you got that memo, I'd love to see it. This week, 59 years ago, the BBC's most influential radio programme began. Today, initially described as Topical Talks. Early editions comprised two 20-minute segments by Alan Skempton. The first show included items like briefing a pilot at London Airport, the sale of Napoleon's letters, and reviews of the latest gramophone records.
It's had many presenters in that time. One might mention the names of Robert Robinson and Michael Aspel and Barry Norman, but one name in particular was with the programme for many, many years, and that is the name of Jack DeMania. Tell me, Jack, do you still get up early in the morning?
Not unless I can help it. But I do get up fairly early, I suppose, about 12 o'clock.
I wonder if you remember Richard Stilgoe.
Yes, I do indeed. Very clever.
Well, he used to contribute topical songs to the programme, I suppose, in the 1960s, yes. One might say. And he's written a special one for our birthday. Let's hear it again.
In 1957, when today was young and green, it went out in two editions with a vicar in between who gave thanks for the first one and offered up a prayer that they'd get it right the second time the show went on the air, telling listeners the
Richard Stilgoe, a Today contributor in the early days, and before Richard you heard the voice of Jack DeManio, who died this week 28 years ago. Commercial radio now, and this week 41 years ago, Ipswich had something new to boast about.
East Anglia has its first local radio station. After months of work on studios at Electric House in Ipswich, Radio Orwell, the smallest independent station in the country, is on the air. Radio Orwell Limited was formed 5 years ago, but it wasn't until February this year that the company won the franchise to run the Ipswich station. Since then, there's been non-stop preparation to get everything ready at Electric House.
Yes, and a very good morning from me, Keith Rogers. I don't want to say very much today because I'm shaking like a proverbial jelly, to tell you the truth. Anyway, thanks very much to our chairman there, John Jacob, managing director, Donald Brooks.
The birth of Radio Orwell in Ipswich, later SGR, now Heart, this week in 75. This week, 23 years ago, it was all change at Radio 1. Matthew Bannister had arrived. His influence and the prospect of refocusing Radio 1 quickly prompted change.
It's very interesting. I was reading an article about the programme a couple of days ago, and the article actually said, triumphs and disasters. And the good thing about this show, I guess, is that it's either or. Either we're pretty good, or we're the worst damn thing you've ever heard on the radio, which is the way it should be. I want to thank a lot of people, and I haven't got time. I want to thank all those people who...
The last morning show on Radio 1 from Simon Bates this week in 1993. So with the final fluff Radio 1 Saturday rock show 23 years ago...
I love you.
The birth of the short-lived Radio West in Bristol 35 years ago, later GWR, now Heart.
Inquiries should be addressed to the regional officer... Independent Broadcasting Authority.
The clock's on Radio 2, not quite adjusting properly this week 3 years ago.
I can assure you we're trying to sort things out at this end, and just as soon as we can, we'll return to our normal schedule.
And with the fresh 40 Network Dance and Urban Chart launched 10 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.
From Luxie to Radio 3, 100 years of history.